I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The leading site for searching the internet wowed Wall Street today. Google last night announced its profits for the final quarter of last year. Earnings jumped almost eightfold, and Google's sales topped $1 billion for the first time. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us. Bob, there were many naysayers when Google stock was first offered to the public last year, some anyway, but investors have been making a lot of money.
Yeah, Alex, if there's one thing investors in Google don't have to search for today, it's money. Think back to mid-August. In its initial public offering, shares in Google started out at $85, you'll recall. Today, the stock smashed above the $200 barrier and has been trading up around $215. These latest earnings beat even the best expectations of most Wall Street analysts. And one thing that those analysts are taking note of in the latest earnings reports, the company has a reputation for lavish employee benefits and spending a lot of money on gee whiz kinds of technology with no immediate promise of profits on those projects. Well, analysts say this time around, Google appears to be controlling expenses well. In fact, generally speaking, they say you need to search pretty hard, no pun intended, to find any negatives in this latest profit news from Google.
Does Google make money, what, just from advertising? When we say $1 billion in sales, they've racked up $1 billion in ad sales?
That's its revenue source. There's a broad online advertising boom underway, and not just for Google. Big advertisers have been shifting some of their spending away from the traditional media, and that's boosting revenue in general on the internet. Just last month, Yahoo reported a nearly fivefold increase in net profit for the fourth quarter of the year, and it predicted strong growth in 2005 for internet advertising. Google executives have the same kind of rosy news this time. They say their per-click ad rates have been rising, and that advertisers are not, in the words of one Google executive, pushing back on pricing. That's led some analysts to predict that Google's profits will continue to grow.
Well, there must be some cautions in here somewhere.
There are some analysts who are advising caution. Bank of America Securities, for example, they're maintaining their neutral rating on Google shares. Their statement this morning says Google can be expected to incur rising expenses as the company continues to invest overseas and in new projects, and as sales and marketing ramps up in response to increased competition. That refers to Microsoft and Yahoo. They're both mounting aggressive challenges to Google's lead. In fact, Microsoft officially announced its rival internet search engine just yesterday. It's planning an advertising blitz in hopes of grabbing a big part of the market share. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're tracking the rising number of Americans who are driven into bankruptcy by unexpected medical bills.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.